Hi, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, I called and canceled my two subscriptions with you, and yet it was still taken out of my bank account.
Okay, I do apologize about that. Can I please have your zip code?
53014.
Okay, and can I please have your first and last name?
Deanna Roche.
Okay, and so I see here that your account is canceled, and you said that you still received the payment.
Two of them.
So your account was canceled on the 8th, and then the payments that you still received on your card, they weren't processed until the 7th. So that means when you called in to cancel, it just wasn't reflecting in your bank account that those were pending in your account. Those weren't actually till the 7th. You canceled your account on the 8th. So when it was canceled.
I canceled my account yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. And you didn't. Okay, so what happens was your bank holds payments for a while.
I know they do. So now when can I expect the money back in my account?
So the refund is not actually towards that because your account was canceled how it was supposed to be. So when you called in on the 8th, it just didn't reflect that it had already been taken out of your account. But I do apologize about that, though, but I'm not actually able to offer a refund.
Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am. Because here, your account was canceled on the 8th. So any charges after the 8th, I would have been responsible to give you a refund for those charges. But anything before that, no, because your account wasn't canceled until the 8th. The charges were on the 7th. They were already on your account. Here it says that you called in to cancel. And
they didn't take this money out of my account until today.
I understand that, but it was.
And I called yesterday to cancel.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I was trying to explain to
you. So there better be a refund, or you'll be hearing from my attorney.
Okay, ma'am. Well, give me one moment to speak with my supervisor. Okay, ma'am, so I can offer you a 35% refund for the charges.
Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Seriously?
Yes, ma'am. They are actually valid charges. Your account was canceled on the 8th, and then it was only charged to your card on the 7th. So that was the day before.
No, it wasn't charged to my account on the 7th. It was processing.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize.
And as of last night, it showed those payments were gone.
Yes,
and now all of a sudden today they're taken out of my account.
So I do apologize about that your bank did not take the money out on the 7th, but we posted to your account on the 7th that it was supposed to be taken out, and then on the 8th, your account was canceled. So I can offer you up to a 50% refund.
How can my account be canceled on the 8th when I called yesterday?
Man,
on the 7th and canceled them.
It says here that you called in on the 8th at 6:58 a.m. So would you like for me to offer you up to a 75% refund?
How much?
75% for both.
It better
charges.
Be in my account today.
Okay.
For both accounts.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that 75% of both of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Or 75% each?
75% from both of your charges on your account. Just give me 1 second to note it, and then I will give you the exact amount for each account. Okay, so I do have your account noted that you will be receiving a 75% refund on both charges. That refund should hit your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Is that 75% on each account?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's 75% for one and 75% for the other?
Yes, ma'am.
It better be.
Okay, is there anything else
you'll
I can
be hearing from
morning?
My freaking attorney? I'm pissed off.
Yes, ma'am.
When I called to cancel and last night this didn't show up on my account whatsoever, and yet today it's taken out of my account. That's bullshit.
Okay, I do apologize about that. Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
Yeah, you can go to hell.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.